This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. military planners are backing President Donald Trump's calls to protect oil fields in Syria, both from the Islamic State group and other potential adversaries, and are preparing to send more equipment to make sure that that happens. A defense official said late Thursday the U.S. was working to reinforce the position of American troops still in Syria in coordination with our Syrian Democratic Force partners in northeast Syria. The official said the effort would include sending additional military assets to the region. The official declined to share specifics, but news reports said the Pentagon was considering the use of tanks or light armored vehicles. Separately, Thursday, Syria said that Turkish forces and their allies had attacked Syrian forces in the northeastern part of the country. Also, the Kurdish-led SDF forces said three of its fighters were killed in fighting with Turkish-backed forces. The United Nations said on Thursday that almost 180,000 people had been displaced since the start of the Turkish incursion into Syria. Ursula Müller, the Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, told the UN Security Council in New York that nearly 80,000 children are among those who fled south from the border areas between Turkey and Syria.
The United Nations remain deeply concerned about the prospects of further hostilities along the Turkish-Syrian border and the impact on civilians, including further displacements.
All sides in the conflict have said that they are abiding by a ceasefire as they implement a Russian-Turkish agreement that divides up the border region. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.